This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, can you give us all the information on this new kickoff rule?
I'm going through it now since we didn't have a very good understanding of it yesterday. It was yesterday.
I don't have a real grip on just about anything.
So, as long as it's exactly this one that was passed, you have the landing zone from the 20-yard line to the end zone.
Okay.
The ball must be kicked past that 20-yard line. It has to be. There are no fair catches. It
has to be in the landing
anymore
zone.
Anymore in the landing zone. Yeah. Yes. No fair catches. If a kickoff is caught on the fly in the landing zone, there will definitely be a return because fair catches are prohibited under the new proposal. There are 3 types of touchbacks.
There can't be a fair catch?
Why? But what does that mean? In the end zone, there can't be a fair catch? Are they saying in the landing zone only? The way it's written, I don't understand.
In the landing zone only.
Okay. Touchback at the 40-yard line. If the kickoff doesn't make it past the return team's 20-yard line, the ball is considered out of bounds. Return team will get possession at the 40 like it would for any other out-of-bounds kick. Touchback at the 30-yard line. If the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, receiving team gets 8 back at its own 30. Touchback also applies if the ball is kicked out of the back of the end zone. When the rule was originally proposed, this touchback was supposed to be at the 35. So it's going to be at the 30 if it's kicked into the end zone. So you cannot have a 109-yard touchdown return? Is that what I'm being led to believe here? You cannot field the ball in the end zone and bring it out?
It didn't say it was an automatic touchback, did it?
It says if the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, correct, the receiving team gets a touchback at its own 30.
That means it's just a touchback.
That sounds automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. If the ball, this is the one people are going to be paying attention to, touchback at the 20. If a ball hits the ground in the landing zone, rolls, trickles into the end zone and does not get returned, then the touchback will only be to the 20.
There's your 109-yard kickoff return.
There you
but
go.
But you've got to have so many elements go your way. It's got to bounce between the 20-yard line and the goal line.
Yes.
Stop on the edge of the end zone.
Yeah, can't keep going.
Picked up, turned around, and returned.
And return.
Because they're trying to keep you, if it lands in the landing zone.
Yep.
They're trying to keep you from getting it to the 30 automatically.
I think this is
fun. They're trying to force a return.
It can be. I want to make sure it works out that way.
They're also kicking off from way closer, right?
No, they're kicking off from the 35. Their own 35.
Except after safeties.
Oh yeah, of course. Sorry.
Well, I only said that because it's.
Well, that's true. In the standard kickoff, they have the ball spotted back here at the 35. So you're kicking off from the 35.
But the difference this time is the kicker will be by themselves.
And yes. The defense is all the way up, right? The kicking team is all the way up.
Yeah. Yeah. They're up at the opponent's
40.
And
nobody can move until you're frozen in time until the ball gets to the landing zone.
Boy, this is going to be something. This
is fun. The kicker is 25 yards behind the rest
of
the team.
But this is so this
Boy, that's going to be weird at first.
This sounds real confusing. I think we'll all understand this by the end of the first preseason game.
I don't think it's going to be weird for the fans of the stands because we've seen this. Isn't this the XFL thing?
It was last year's XFL thing, I think.
Boy, look at The Rock just making changes all over the place. Yeah, but gamblers. Were you able to gamble on those games?
Yeah, I think you can gamble on anything now.
Yeah. So I think it's just going to be weird for kick returners. Like, nobody's moving. And everybody, like, it looks like, this looks like something they would do back in the day if you had, if you tried kickoffs in, like, youth football. But at the same time, I think it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun than just kickoffs going into the end zone and that's it. It's just a ceremonial thing.
So I am seeing, I know Adam Schefter posted what the new NFL kickoff will look like. And it's an XFL game. It does look dramatically safer. So I know it seems counterintuitive.
Well, less
how
impact.
Are you trying to instigate more returns, but it's going to be safer? We know how unsafe returns are. Not the way this looks with everybody frozen in time.
Well, the kicking team has an incentive to put it in the landing zone and not the end zone now. Mm-hmm. Because now it goes all the way out to the 30.
Yeah.
If you get it in that landing zone and it somehow they don't catch it,
then it's
It's the 20. So you're trying to get it in that landing zone.
So as a kicker, you're trying to get the ball in play and get them to return it. So because no one can move. So it's like if somebody who's very
unless
fast,
unless it's just
a
guy
him.
That like if Cordero Patterson's returning, then maybe you just boot it through the end zone.
Yeah, maybe.
And of course,
maybe that's the case. Yeah.
And of course, they're incentivizing that you will return it. You will always try to return the ball. Is there a situation after everything we've just explained? Because my head's scrambling trying to think of all the permutations. Is there any incentive to not return a ball out?
The clock doesn't start, right? So you still get the, if there's 13 seconds left in the game. I mean, so go back to that Chiefs-Bills playoff game from a few years ago where the Chiefs drive down and tie the game up and we go to overtime and they win, right? They only had it was either 13 or 17 seconds. I don't remember offhand, but you're trying to conserve every second for Mahomes
13
to work, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're taking a return there no matter what because you don't want to take – you don't want to shave any seconds off from that. But that's a rare occasion.
So if you have fast enough people on your – I mean, if you have a good enough special teams unit, you're starting at the 40. Can kickers accurately get the ball at the 5 where you catch the ball at the 5? If it lands in the landing zone and goes into the end zone, does that go against the kicking team or the return team?
If it lands in the landing zone
and then goes
and trickles
into
the end zone,
that's the
20-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that's a benefit for the kicking team.
I just want to make sure of that because I didn't want to
shoot my mouth. So that's why you're going to want to get your hands on that ball.
That's why they brought Cade York in.
Is it reasonable to ask a kicker in this setup, hey, can you get the ball in between the 5? The 5 and the goal line. Because then if you're receiving the ball at like the 4-yard line all the time, you have them at the 40, can they stop them at the 20, 25-yard line? Is that something that could save you 10 yards? Guys, this is very in the weeds, but this is what they're thinking here. I mean, if you're playing defense, if you're playing on kickoff here, that means you're trying to make a stop.
You call it in the weeds.
Well, fine.
I call it something totally different.
You go right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
on ahead and do it. If you want to, you go right
nitty
on ahead.
Nitty gritty football.
It's time for nitty gritty football.
Jamison Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
See, Keith is texting us. He says you're still allowed to return the ball if it's kicked in the end zone. I don't have these words in front of me. I'm just looking at this one.
I am reading CBS Sports. Admittedly, this is how it's worded. Touchback at the 30-yard line. If the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, the receiving team gets a touchback at its own 30.
If it's caught, they receive a touchback at its own 30?
This just says exactly. Mitch, do you have more intel on this?
This is from the Democrat and Chronicle. If a kick flies into the end zone and stays in bounds, it can be returned or down.
Okay.
But kickers will try to avoid doing this because if it's down, the ball will be placed at the 30. And in the original proposal, it was going to be the 35, but they figured that's too much of a penalty for the kicking team.
So you got the wrong information
from
CBS.
Yeah, this does not say that CBS article.
He's losing his mind. Well, it's a CBS article, so go after them.
So gritty.
John Breach. We got to tell John Breach. He didn't have it.
Well, John's really supposed to be on it. His dad was the kicker.
That's a little too gritty.
So if you're stopping him, if you could stop him between the 20 and 25 consistently, depending on who the returner is, this is going to be fun. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm watching an XFL kickoff right now. It looks pretty fun.
This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it doesn't have the full-scale 100-mile-an-hour collisions that we know they were all petrified about
for
these returners and for anybody as a part of special teams.
The kicking team and the return team guys are only 5 yards apart from each other.
I agree. Yeah.
So you're not getting this 30-yard running head start wedge busting.
Yep, this is going to be fun.
Now,
this is going to work.
I'm going to ask you this because you know I'm always nervous about, I wouldn't even say unintended consequences, because when we were young, returns were an exciting part of football. What happens? What kind of tinkering would be done if we see that the average start position is, my God, like the 45-yard line? If they are routinely getting all the way out and then scoring goes through the roof.
Well, this is only a one-year deal for now. They have to vote again next year.
Okay, so they'll evaluate. We'll see how it goes.
But yeah, if you're given some of these, the top six, seven quarterbacks in the league, the ball on the 45-yard line consistently.
Yeah, because the XFL's done this. What have they found in the XFL? And is it something that you can compare? Because the XFL kickers, are they of the same vein that the guys in the NFL could be? I don't know.
The XFL.
So I don't know if that data kickers are kickers. Would translate.
There's sometimes it's what makes it so much fun, because you can sit there and look at every other position and come up with reasons why or why not a guy's going to be good. I think kicking is still a mystery. I think for place kickers, it's still like you got guys who are good in college, and then they can't do it in the pros, and there's guys who are in the XFL who should absolutely be kicking for a team on a Sunday, and just for whatever reason, they haven't been found yet or whatever. So I think if you put the ball into somebody's hands, I mean, if you can get a return. See, because I think this just, it's going to raise it way up. Because then, do you keep anybody back other than the kicker? Because you kind of come in waves to make a stop and then to come down on a kick returner. So if they're already passed, if you're moved up and they're already moved up and your first wave is already moved up with theirs and you have your returner there, I think we're going to see a couple of kick returns for a touchdown week one. Yeah, I think we're going to see it week one.
Good thing they put Hester into the Hall of Fame.
This is going to be a game changer.
That's a more exciting play. But now we're getting, if that is the case, and you get a proliferation of big time returns. So those are amazing highlights, and we love highlights in football. But now we're taking the ball out of quarterback's hands. You're not getting those possessions. Is that the type of football that you want? And I think it remains to be seen. I have no idea what that's going to look like or how we anticipate evaluating that sport.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And how it looks with the new rules.
No idea. 216-474-0092. I like it. I like it. I don't know, again, with the onside kick stuff, I'm not sure. I'll go right to a call. What the hell? John in Westlake. John, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
One of the things, too, that's going to change is that the layout, who's going to be on special teams. Because of how close those guys are, where previously you had linebackers, tight ends, things like that. Now you're going to wind up with more linemen and people since they're so close together.
Oh, geez, I didn't even think about that. Well, usually you had your wedge, and then you had your wedge busters, which is why they started to go away from that. John, I think that's a hell of a point. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead.
The kickoff returner.
What about him?
Do you want your prominent players now? If it's a safer play, do you want your prominent players?
Tyreek Hill
kick
is now
return?
Returning kicks again.
Would that happen or no?
I want to put my playmakers in position to make plays. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Would you not, if you're the Browns, is Jerome Ford just now the kickoff returner?
Think about this. If you're the Fish, if you're the Dolphins, you're right about that. If you're the Fish, think about this. How many more years do you have a peak Tyreek Hill?
Elijah Moore.
I was thinking maybe two. Three is a stretch. You want to put your playmaker in a position to make plays. This puts him in a position to make plays. I mean, if Deion Sanders were in his third year in the NFL in this setup, how dangerous? Because we haven't talked about kick returners in years. Like, we get to dust off that conversation again because we haven't had to make a big deal about kick returners for a decade now. Give or take. So now it's like, well, now do you put, that's a great question. Do you put your primary guys in that spot?
And the other thing is, this eliminates the surprise onside kick. It is out. There's no surprise onside kick ever again.
Which is something you like, because you've always said it was like, it should be, you know, I get the ball, you get the ball, you know, that type of thing, which I've disagreed, but that's just for entertainment purposes. I can understand that. All right, 216-474-0092. That's a very nice breakdown that we were able to give, piece together, of the new kickoff rule, which is going to change the way the game is played and going to make Bubba Ventrone's job a lot more interesting. It'll be a lot of fun. Coming up next, we got Mitch, please. What's this audio? Can you tease it for me?
It might have something to do with one of your favorite pieces of entertainment.
Outstanding. All that and... you see the numbers that came out from Vegas? They don't think very highly of certain some people either. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.